Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name's Susan, in case we've never met. I'm very happy to sit with you. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We'll start soon. So please get settled, whether you're seated on a cushion, on the floor, or in the equally spiritual chair, or the equally spiritual kneeling bench, however you can find to sit comfortably and up straight to the best of your ability. And before we sit, I want to say a little bit about one of the teachings or concepts or ideas most famously associated with Buddhism, which is emptiness. Maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't. But often people who practice Buddhism talk about emptiness. All phenomena are empty. True self is empty. The true nature is empty. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that does not sound very appetizing to me. It's like, you mean everything's not there, or everything is null and void, or everything is lifeless? Yeah, I don't think that's what is meant by emptiness. But I thought it might be of interest to just take a very short visit to what this could mean, because it's very central to our practice, actually. So emptiness, of course, doesn't mean dead or non-existent. It's not nihilistic. It's helpful to look at it as something more akin to empty of separate nature. So you, my friend, are made of things that came from your parents, who are made of their parents, who are made of their parents, who are made up in part by environmental factors and other genetic factors and illnesses and injuries and diets and climates and all sorts of things, traumas, difficulties, gifts. All of this becomes part of who a person is. And then when that person meets another person and they have a baby, those things become that baby to some degree. And then those babies have babies and so forth and so on. And boom, here you are. So you did not get here in a space capsule or through some petri dish. You are composed of everything that came before you. Your parents, their parents, and so on. So there's no separate you. In other words, there's no you that is apart from these causes and conditions, nor is there any item. Here's my slipper. I love my slippers, by the way, that are created from cotton and stitching and rubber, apparently, all sorts of things that without one of those things, this slipper, which I love, would not be here. So everything that is in existence due to causes and conditions and does not have a separate identity from those things. So if you are warmly invited to try to find exceptions to this rule, and if you do, let me know. But in my investigation, I have found no exceptions, including myself, even though I think, well, I'm right here. So what do you mean I'm not separate? I'm talking to you right now. Well, yes. And it is also true that without all the things I just mentioned, I would not be here talking to you. So empty of independent nature. Further, interestingly, I would say, recognition of emptiness, dwelling within the recognition of emptiness, understanding emptiness, or however one might do it, not having done it, I can only posit. Somehow in Buddhist teachings, recognition of emptiness is synonymous with compassion, absolute compassion, not relative compassion, meaning you're nice to this person or you yell at that person, it's for their own good. All the things that we think of as compassionate activity, or those are accurate. But absolute compassion includes and extends beyond what we might think of as compassionate behavior or thoughts or actions to mean dwelling in the oneness. I don't know how else to say it. And I don't even know if that's accurate. Not dwelling there myself. However, when, presumably, one realizes, I think that's the best word, rather than understands, emptiness, all that remains is compassion, because all that remains is us. And the recognition that what I do and say and think and so on, it is not possible that those things do not affect you. There's only one of us. There's not even an us, and there's not even one. There's some sense of complete unification or unity of all phenomena, which begin with contemplating, I am not here as a separate individual, although I'm right here at the same time. So I don't want to make any weird proclamations. So what does this have to do with our meditation practice? Well, in some sense, we are practicing becoming more and more familiar with the truth of emptiness, meaning not separateness. So again, it doesn't mean you're not here and you're dead or empty of meaning or anything like that. And the way we do that when we sit, which we're fixing to do, is we take a posture. I'll explain it all in a moment if this is your first time meditating. And we let our attention rest on the breath. Very organic. We're already doing it. Thoughts arise, sensations arise, all sorts of ideas and sounds and sights and everything is still there. And when we notice that our attention goes to that something, whether it's a thought or a sound or a feeling, we see that we've gone into that thing, whatever it is, and then we let go. And we come back to the object of our practice, which is the breath. So there's something that happens in the noticing and the letting go. Suddenly, there's a sense of space, very momentary perhaps, or not. And emptiness and space have something to do with each other. So every time you notice that you're absorbed fully in something that's not your breath, you let go. And in letting go, we stand the chance of glimpsing something. But don't try to glimpse that something. The harder you try, the further it gets. Take my word for that. I usually say don't take my word for that. But I'm going to tell you on this count, the more we think about the most profound notions, the further we become from true understanding, which seems to arise through receptivity and in a moment of circumstance, rather than trying to pierce with our minds what something might mean. Okay, I'm going to stop there. And we're going to sit. And even though I just said some pretty grandiose things, we're actually just sitting here doing nothing. So don't forget that part. So let's begin. So begin, please, by sitting up straight. Your version of sitting up straight. And relax. Relax your belly. Relax your shoulders. Relax trying. Relax effort. And ultimately, that includes releasing the effort to stop efforting. Just breathing. Breath is natural, in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. The eyes are open in this practice. The gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And let there be a sense of receiving through the eyes rather than seeking through the eyes. If you're visually impaired, you can do this through the ears, just hearing, but not listening for anything particularly. Let your attention rest on the breath, which means feel the body breathing. Just feel the body taking breath in and allowing breath to dissolve out. Thoughts continue, no problem. We're not trying to change that or fix that or speed that or slow that or ixnay. Really doesn't matter right now. Primary attention is on breath. Thoughts continue to arise and fall. No big deal. However, if you notice that you have become absorbed in thought to the point where you are no longer aware of your breath at all, excellent. Good job. You just woke up in the middle of your own mind and you see that you're thinking. So the instruction is notice that you're thinking. No big deal. Let go. Whatever the thought or thoughts are, doesn't matter. Just let go. Come back to this breath and begin again. Just feeling the body breathe. That's all we're doing. So we'll sit together in silence until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. It's important. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together. And if you're not a member of the Open Heart Project Sangha community, please think about joining. We sit together every single morning, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. East Coast time. And additionally, Monday through Friday, 12 noon East Coast time as well. Okay. Thank you. See you next time.